independence since 1977, were there for survivors like Mo, who shared, "I was so scared when I came to the Raphael House shelter, but that's where I learned to do things on my own and where I first felt safe. Now I have my own apartment in a support circle. It's life-changing." Raphael House is proud to join other local nonprofits in this year's Give Guide. More information at giveguide.org under the Civil and Human Rights category.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. We're streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Radio's yours. It's the Head East Show. It's Commodore Theodore. That's Head East.
My man. that? Just who's inside? Just who's inside?
Thank you. from blind. He is happy in his trouble-free world. He got nothing on his mind. Mother, it's so much better. He can't walk and talk. He don't have to be afraid. He might stumble and fall.
Melting me.
band called Space right there from 7-inch. And the name of that tune was Radio Song. So kind of a nice, creepy, sleepy one. I believe it's the only thing that they did. probably more than one band called Space out there. But this was that one of Crazy Horse Records. And before that, we had Christian, and that was a tune called Mother's Last Son from 1972. And that was a Finnish artist who was, I think they found this album like recorded, maybe private press, or it hadn't been released. I can't remember quite, but Svart Records in Finland, in Turku, Finland, found it, resurfaced it, and put it out. Great label, great record. And then before that, we had the Zigzag People, 1969, doing Peel It Off Your Face off the Take Bubblegum Music Underground. The Zigzag People, Take Bubblegum Music Underground. Zigzag People were kind of a made-up band where I think they had some artists that were of name that were out there, kind of musicians trying to make it, and they wrote like a couple songs on the album, and the rest were just like studio musicians that they made up songs and put this 1969 record together to try and capitalize on all the themes happening in 1969 and the weird kind of transition phase. So that bubblegum references, underground references, a lot of weed references, Zigzag People, things like that. But the record's actually pretty good. And then before that we had from Australia, Masters Apprentices, and that one was called How I Love You from 1966 on that. 68 on that. And oh yeah, and then before that we had Q65 from 1966 doing Just Who's Inside off their debut album Revolution, Dutch band. And we start things off with Shun Malay, and that was a Cambodian off a Cambodian compilation called The Story of My Love. Tonight's show is for all the animals out there, so if you're an animal, let me know. Let me know how you're doing, how you're surviving in this world. And text in. Text line tonight and every night is 971-220-KXRY, 971-220-5979. And it's the Heady Show. It's the Commodore Theodore. We're going to keep things going here. I think we're going to get heavy for a little bit. I got a lot of like maybe late 70s punk leaning and maybe early 80s. Lack of a better, college rock stuff in here, so we'll see what I get through in the stack. It's a bunch of records left over from subbing on the 4-6 slot on Friday, so if you want to see something, listen to something outside maybe the Head East formula, you can check out that on the archives from the 4-6 slot. So we're going to hear from My Solid Ground. And I think it's mainly one guy who was behind this, and he was 18 when he made this record, and it was reissued by MIG. Really heavy stuff. And I think he went to like engineering school or something like that after that, and I don't think he ever did music beyond that. And then after that, we're going to hear maybe, I think, something instrumental by another German band called Friedhof. Then we'll hear from a British band called Rumpelstiltskin a little bit after that. So that's it. Let me know how you're doing. Let's head east.
sound is rich, sympathetic, discreet. The sun still shines on the 18th century scene, with it word and finds adornments, Devonshire Street. No hope, the X-ray photographs under his arm confirm the message, his wife stand timidly by. The opposite brick-built house looks lofty and calm, its chimney steady against a mackerel sky.
creature, the devil cry. When a woman cuts, you better run and hide. Five creatures narrow and tall with an evil mind that must know all. Five creatures running fast, fantastic body, long blue hair. Five creatures here tonight, that's the winner Friday night.
Despair!
That band right there was Magnum. It was a British, definitely hard rock band. First album was 1978, even though they were kicking around since 1972, saving up all these masterpieces. Definitely, to me, the best tune on that record. Gets a little maybe Styx-esque worshiping at some point in there, but... some cool stuff in there. And 1978 on that. And before that we had May Blitz, 1970, doing Fire Queen off their debut record. And they were I think half Canadian, half British band. And before that we had Rumpelstiltskin, which was a British band, same year, 1970, doing Make Me Make You. And after that, I think that was their first of two, only two records. And then before that, we had Friedhof from Germany doing Clear Blue Sky, maybe recording from 71, but album was 73 on that. And we started that block off with My Solid Ground, also from Germany, around 71 on that. And that was A Handful of Grass. Okay, thanks for checking in. Tonight we hear from Mark, we hear from Frigid, hear from Chico out there. Chico says it's we're coming up on the year of the horse. If you can tell me what that's all about, let me know. It's 971-220-KXRY. We'll let the people know what we're in for, the year of the horse. Chico and I are trying to figure it out. We're not getting very far, so help us out, let us know. If you don't feel like researching, you can make it up, and it's good enough for me tonight. So do let me know. And we're going to switch to 1986 right now, keeping it in Portland. We're going to hear from the Wipers, Land of the Lost. This is the tune, Nothing Left to Lose. All right, stay with us. It's Head East.
Oh,
Yeah, right there, that was a band called the Philistines, and they were a Australian band. That was 1988. The tune was called Peppermint. And before that, we had no other than the Wipers doing Nothing Left to Lose. Before we close out, say goodbye, I just want to give a little update on the meaning of Year of the Horse, and didn't want to leave anyone with that cliffhanger of wondering what's in store for us. And I want to send a thanks out to Chico for doing so much research in the background while listening to this music, and he found out it's a lot. And my summary here, no offense to the astrologers and that community out there, I envy your knowledge, and I seek it, and I hope to get more of it. But to paraphrase what Chico has found here, it's going to be a lot about fire and finding that balance. People are going to be taking on bold new things, and you got to balance that energy between what's really bold out there that you're taking on, that's really new, and at the same time really kind of make sure you're being safe out there. And that's what this next year is about. But it doesn't begin until end of February, so he got some time to prepare and journal about it and things like that. So that's what's to come. Thanks, Chico, for that. That's the horoscope astrology report for tonight. And let's keep things going here. We've got maybe time for one more, and it's going to be about a German band called Extra Breit. And this is off their debut, maybe first or second record. And it's kind of Bowie-esque. So let me know what you think. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce it. I do enough of embarrassing myself that I won't go to German tonight. Truly, thanks for listening tonight. And see you every week at 7 o'clock at Set East.
Jürgen hat 15 Jahre verloren. Seine Mutter hat ihn dabei bekocht. Vater ist schon lange verloren gegangen. Der hat sich im Treppenhaus aufgehangen. Junge, wir können so heiß sein. So heiß sein. Karl-Heinz Jürgen war ein schlaffer Typ. Nur wenn andere was machten, mit dem Neuen.